Wanda, let's go, baby! Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, but I knew you were puffing and taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Making women's gestures like, oh, oh, oh.
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, and we are back with another heavyweight edition episode. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO, hashtag TBV Podcast, wherever podcasts or hashtags are used, so you can follow on along with the discussion. We're going to be talking Dillian White and Luis Ortiz. The WBC has come down and mandated that these two heavyweights join an eliminator for an opportunity at the winner of Deontay Wilder versus Dominic Brazil. Now, this is good news for everyone. For the UK, you guys should be happy that with this fight, Dillian White gets a shot at Wilder, and Wilder can no longer duck him, in your words. For the Americans, well, you guys should be happy because Luis Ortiz is a formidable opponent, someone you deem worthy since you're high on Wilder. And what better way for Dillian White to earn his shot than to go through the boogeyman King Kong? I will say this, if Dillian White takes this fight, I'm on record today saying he has huge balls. Let's head on out to the Golden State. Bring in my co-host, the hipster Hunter.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
I am so excited.
Hipsters, haters beware. Obviously, this is pretty big news, though I think a lot of people are mistaken maybe by a lot of the headlines out there because they're not mentioning the second part. That this mandatory status, this eliminator, will only fight Wilder after he fulfills his mandatory status with Dominic Brazil. Oh. And, I mean, I'm not too happy about that, but talking about Ortiz versus White, that matchup alone, separate from everything else, that is a fantastic heavyweight matchup.
Wait a minute. Didn't Dominic Brazil only lose to Anthony Joshua?
Yes.
Didn't Dillian White only lose to Anthony Joshua?
Yes.
Okay.
I see what you're doing there, Ness. But I just think that a lot of people are sort of jumping to, oh, the winner of this is facing Wilder next. Nope. Wilder has to face, you know, obviously Dominic Brazil. And then presuming he's obviously going to be granted a voluntary defense after that mandatory. So this is going to take a while. This isn't going to happen in the next year, I would say, in terms of the winner of this fight fighting, obviously, the champion, Deontay Wilder. But this matchup alone is a fantastic heavyweight matchup between two arguably top five heavyweights in the world. I can be happy about that, you know, putting everything else to the side. So let's chop it up, Ness.
Well, I mean, get right into it. What's the details? When do we actually get this fight?
There is a purse bid ordered. Oh, let me get the date. I'm sorry, I did not have it up right now. I believe it is May 25th, but let me pull it up. There is a meeting.
That's what's important to me. How long do we have to wait before this thing is actually in play? Because I was actually reading this morning that Dillian White was more than willing to face Joseph Parker, which I think is a bigger fight for him. I think if he sits down with his team, they'll say, look, we could do Parker. He's already fought AJ in the UK. He's fought Huey Fury in the UK. He's only lost to AJ. You'll get more buzz off of him in the UK. Now, if you want that American, you know, recognition and you want that WBC title, well, then he has to come down that Luis Ortiz route. But, I mean, if you were his promoter, wouldn't you stay the Pulev? I mean, he's got Pulev as an IBF option. So he has a route into Anthony Joshua or a heavyweight title. He doesn't necessarily have to take this final eliminator with Luis Ortiz.
No, he doesn't have to. But I think it's, you know, if all the fights are out there, it's the biggest fight available to him possibly at the moment, you know, in the immediate.
That's what I'm saying. With Joe Parker and his team coming out today saying they were willing to face Dillian White, isn't Joe a bigger name than Lewis, or is Lewis the bigger name?
Well, here's the thing. With Joseph Parker no longer having that belt, does he equal the same amount of money or prestige that Luis Ortiz does? I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. I'm just saying that that is a possible question that people should be asking. And to answer your question earlier,
they're both coming off losses.
Yes, they're both coming off losses. To answer your question about when this is going to be happening, the first bid is, I was correct, May 25th in Mexico City. It will be a 50-50 split, according to the WBC.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yes. So just want to put that out there. So next month.
Good money for fucking... for his fights, you know, look, 50-50 right here, that's a good thing.
Both these guys will make six figures for this matchup, so I'm not, and I would say in the mid six figure range as well. Dillian White represents UK money, even though Luis Ortiz only got 500,000 on paper for Deontay Wilder. I think he would get somewhere around 300,000-400,000 on paper with a Dillian White matchup in the UK easily.
Now, Wilder is scheduled to return in the coming, potentially with a voluntary defense against Dominic Brazil. If the deal isn't reached with that IBF, IBO, and WBA, oh yeah, and the WBO champion, that guy they're supposed to go talk Thursday. Eddie supposed to sit down with Al and with Finkel. So if they can't iron that out, then all this happens. I mean, look, if you're a fight fan, this is pretty cool.
Wait, hold on. Very quickly, Ness, you say that who has a voluntary with Brazil? What are you talking about?
Well, the report is that Wilder's scheduled to return in the coming.
That is not a voluntary. That is a mandatory. Oh. The WBC stated that Dominic Brazil is a mandatory ahead of the winner of this fight. Just like the Keith Thurman situation, obviously before Keith Thurman vacated his belt, when you had dual mandatories in Sean Porter and Danny Garcia. That was a similar situation to what we had here. Dominic Brazil technically is the mandatory for Deontay Wilder.
Which I don't understand, because he beats Eric Molina, who also only lost to Wilder and Joshua. And he beats him last year in October, and that makes him a mandatory for this year. When Dillian White, I don't know, who, none of the guys Dillian White has faced, I can't even say they're better, but they're not worse either, right? Because it's like, is Eric Molina better than Lucas Brown or Robert Hellenius? Like, those are the biggest names, right? Like, those are Dillian White's biggest wins.
Yeah, and no, well, obviously you can throw David Allen in there as well.
Man, stop doing that shit. Do that shit when you're on with someone else. David fucking Allen, 9-0.
You throw David Allen there when you want to big up Lenward Thomas, you throw in David Allen. So when I want big up,
Lenroy is a prospect. Lenroy's a prospect. So yeah, I'm bigging up Lenroy for fighting another prospect, you silly Willie.
And barely winning, and then having
still
what
a prospect. Still a prospect. Okay. He never crossed over to contender status. He got stopped by Foxino on ESPN. Prospect. You are wrong.
But my point is Dillian White outclassed David Allen, obviously showing that he is at another level. That would be the point. Lenroy Thomas struggled with David Allen. That'd be the point. Digressing.
We're talking about Dillian White's biggest win. Mm-hmm. In comparison to Eric Molina, since they're using Eric Molina as the reason that Dominic Brazil gets a mandatory shot at Deontay Wilder. So I'm saying to you, Matt, can you pick a better win out of Dillian White's resume or Luis Ortiz's resume? Because I'm not understanding how the WBC mandated that based off of Eric Molina win.
I'm not going to defend that move because Dillian White and I think Luis Ortiz obviously have better wins than Eric Molina. I would still pick Lucas Brown over Eric Molina nowadays.
I'm asking for specific. I want to know who you think.
Ness, you cut me off and I said a name. Did you hear the name I mentioned?
No.
Because you cut me off. No, it was you cutting me off, Ness. I said I would pick Lucas Brown to pick Eric Molina, especially nowadays.
You would pick Lucas Brown?
Yeah, to beat Eric Molina.
I wouldn't.
I would. And obviously, Brian Jennings, I think, beats Eric Molina. So, I mean, if we're using that sort of mentality and thinking.
Yeah, Brian Jennings is different, though. But he wasn't even in the conversation, but that's cool.
But you said Luis Ortiz. You mentioned Luis Ortiz's best win.
Luis Ortiz does have
Brian. Wow, dude, you are so confrontational today. Relax, man. I know you got a hot date tonight. Relax. It's okay.
No, everything with you is a date. First, it used to be wild. Everything was wild, and now everything's a date. Date.
Horrible, bro. No, you use that to me all the time. Relax, B. It's okay.
Bro.
Anyways, I just want to add this before we go into anything else. I think it's weird that we're now having like these backup mandatories in situations now with the WBC. I don't know if that's a new thing.
What do you mean by backup mandatory, Matt?
Well, obviously, when we had in the welterweight situation, we had Sean Porter was the first mandatory, then Danny Garcia was the second mandatory. Now with Keith Thurman vacated, that's it. Those two guys are fighting each other for a vacant belt. AKA like a backup mandatory in case someone gets hurt or in case the champion's out commission.
I kind of like it.
You have a vacant title fight already like there in the public mind. I don't know if I like it.
I like it because at least you know those guys are worthy. See, this one, Dillian White, Luis Ortiz, final limited, worthy. That's worthy. Winner is worthy of a title shot. Danny versus Porter, that's worthy of a vacant title shot. I mean, we had Danny versus Robert Guerrero and he got a vacant title shot. This is way better.
No, I mean, on paper, this fight is obviously
really good.
I'm not arguing that, but when we start seeing these double mandatories for fighters we don't like, for mandatories we think don't deserve it, that's when I think we're going to start hearing complaints about this system and just putting it out there in the ether. People start taking notice that WBC is now making two mandatories, I would say a thing they are doing moving forward. That's what seems to be happening. Similar to the WBA making a regular champion, an interim champion in the 90s, I believe, that's when that happened. So it's just something to pay attention to. That's all.
Okay. Attention paid,
yes.
That's it.
Yes.
We're out.
Yeah, hit the outro.
Boom, boom.
Oh, God. That was so bad. Ness, you know what's great is that we have enough time to do that Keith Thurman show so you can before your date.
No, we could totally. I told you, 7:45, I want to, you know. Skedaddle. I was doing some painting in the house, man. Finally got around to that second floor after 4 or 5 years.
On Gary and Dallas called it. Oh, nope, never mind.
But I was feeling motivated today. Yo, look at that. I was super motivated. Look, I didn't even take a tote. I didn't even light up. This doesn't even make sense. That's probably why I was off.
Yeah, that's why you're so aggressive, man. Like, you know, just cutting me off, pulling Matt stats out of the air. You know, it's okay, man.
Matt, man.
One more week.
12 days, baby, and we are in Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen. Do not forget to join us at the StubHub, Carson, California. We'll be giving away TBBV podcast shirts. We'll be giving away boxing fan apparel shirts. We're going to have Monster Peace there. Matthew will be there. Enrique Church, the casual fan, will be there. Alex Doomsday Lioness. I'm your host, Ness GTO. I'll be there as well. We're going to be giving away signed gloves, a little bit of paraphernalia. So come out and join us. StubHub Carson, California will be in the parking lot. Look for the Chivas paraphernalia. We're going to be over there in their vendor station. They're not selling anything. We're giving everything away. including our show. So come on over and make your live prediction for Gennady Golovkin versus Vinez Martirosyan. You know, Vinez is talking about Triple G could be outboxed. Yo, it's funny because I kind of thought that, like, yo, Vinez might outbox Triple G, but then I thought to myself,
yo, come on.
Nah, he lost to people that punched way, you know, lighter than Triple G, like Laura and Trout. Did he lose to Trout?
Yes.
Laura and someone else. I don't think it was Trout. You're saying,
Was it Rosado?
Probably Demetrius Andre. I don't know. Or Jermell Charlo. Jermell Charlo beat him for sure.
Jermell Charlo definitely beat him. But that was like a split decision. That was one that, like, Vans keeps thinking he won. I interviewed Vans one time way back in the day, and I interviewed obviously Edmund Tverdian, his head coach, and head coach Ronda Rousey. Interesting group, I'll just say that. Interesting group of people. But obviously, catch us there at the Stuff Hub. Or if you can't catch us there, catch us live on youtube.com/Nestor Gibbs and facebook.com/TheBoxingVoice.
Catch us right here in 12 minutes. We're going to be back at 7 o'clock with the Keith One Time Thurman Vacated WBC Oh No Show.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
No, Jay-Z, it happened. Unfortunately, it did happen.
My brother said the same thing. No, it really did happen. So I'm your host, NestGTO. Find me on Instagram and all that other stuff on NestGTO.
Yeah, all that other stuff. I'm Matt Thibson, Crime at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. Of course, patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice to stay, you know, supporting the show.
And .com/TheBoxingVoice, youtube.com/NestGibbs. You know, we've actually made over 250,000 hours already, Matt, but then they said, no, you can't get no cool perks until you get 1,000 subs.
Mm-hmm.
So no super chats, no none of that.
That's YouTube shooting us right there, you know. Come on.
They hating on us.
They hating. Hit that subscribe button. Peace.
Bye.